Today, we're talking CCTV and home security with Jeremy Stewart, VP of Global Marketing at Swan. Let's get straight to it. How has CCTV and I guess home security changed over the past decade?
Well, I think, you know, when a lot of people think of CCTV, they think of the old days with the fuzzy old images. You know, you see a Crime Stoppers announcement on the TV or something, and you really couldn't make out heads or tails of who the person was and what they look like. It's come so far now with high definition. So now the video quality is super impressive. You can make out all the details of the face, eye colour, clothing colour, license plates. So the actual image quality has come so far. And the other element that's changed has been the connection to the internet and then being able to see everything on smartphone and remotely via the internet. So that's really changed the industry. Those two things, the definition and the image quality, and going smart and having that remote viewing.
Yeah, and what about costs? Would you say it's become more affordable to sort of get into or have a CCTV set up?
Yeah, absolutely. So the sort of professional quality, professional grade type systems that, you know, used to cost maybe $5,000 are now under $1,000. So it's become affordable for everyday Australians and small businesses as well. So you can pick up a wireless system now for between $200 and $500. And, you know, a wired system, depending on the resolution and the number of cameras, for between $400 and $1,200. So it's really affordable. And now you can do it yourself as well. You can install it yourself and then away you go without any ongoing costs. So it's become really affordable for everyday people. About three quarters of our customers do it themselves. They'll install it themselves. We find that what they tell us, if they do get help with installation, that the installation cost works out to be about two thirds of the overall cost. So typically if the equipment they're buying from us is going to cost them, you know, $700 or something like that, it's going to be another $1,400 or so on top of that to do the install. So, the installation's a little bit more pricey, but the way I always look at it is that it's once it's installed, you're going to use that system for years to come. It's going to last you between 3 and 7 years, depending on how exposed to the elements it is and the type of system you install. So it's built to last, and then you get the benefit of that in the years ahead.
Now, you mentioned there, of course, the internet and connectivity with the internet has helped with the evolution of CCTV. So I guess there is more to it now than, you know, just having cameras recording and storing what's happening when you're not there.
Yeah, most of our customers now will take their CCTV system, they'll run the cameras into a recording box, a DVR or NVR, they call it a recording box. That box gets connected to the internet. And then they're able to view that on the smartphone. That's the first element to it. But the way it's changing is that now more and more devices, security devices around the home, can interconnect with that CCTV system. So think of your alarms, your lighting, your locks. They have those the wireless smarts inside them now to all interconnect. And the beauty of it is for everyday people, they can then see what's happening and control it all on smartphones. So the world of CCTV has become smarter, and it's now able to be controlled and viewed wherever you are, anywhere in the world. So it's pretty cool.
And you mentioned there about recording to perhaps a DVR in the house. Has Swan also moved into cloud recording as well?
Yeah, we have. So our new cameras that are coming out now, there's the option of recording locally and recording to the cloud. So you can do both. You've got that sort of backup ability to local if you're worried about the cloud. And some of our customers do tell us they are worried about the kind of the privacy and security of the cloud. Our cameras have the latest sort of bank level encryption. It's it's a secure signal and an encrypted signal, so that's safe. But yeah, some people still worry about the cloud, but I think that is where the industry is heading, is more and more in terms of cloud recording. But I personally do like to have that backup of local security, and then you've got it if, you know, the internet's down or something, you do have local recording in addition to having the cloud.
Yeah, my fear is kind of the opposite. I always think that if a criminal is going to bust in, they're going to go looking for the recording box. So you actually really need that cloud backup.
Yeah, so you're right. And that just depends on the way you look at it. But certainly we're releasing a new 100% wireless battery powered camera in the next 2 months or so. And that has that option. It has the ability to record to the cloud, 2 days free cloud recording as standard, and then 7 days recording to local. Or you can subscribe to the cloud for a small fee, and you get 30 days in the cloud and 7 days local. So I agree with you. I think it's good to have that mixture. And that's one of the important points that we note, is that criminals, burglars, are becoming smarter all the time. So as part of the security industry, we need to stay one step ahead of them. So you're right. And I think cloud is one way of doing that.
Now, everyone is different. They have different needs. But what is a great sort of entry-level home security solution in terms of CCTV that you're finding is quite popular with your customers?
there is a real growth in the wireless market, Andy. So that battery-powered camera that I mentioned, I think when that comes out in 2 months, that's going to be a really good one. That's rechargeable battery, high-definition, full HD 1080p video, so that really good image quality that a lot of the listeners would know from their flat-screen TV at home. It has heat sensing, so it can actually sense the heat and movement of people and cars and animals. So it's got really reliable push notifications to let you know if there is activity at your home. And then if there is activity, it starts to record, and it records to the cloud and locally. So that type of system that starts at $249, it's really easy to install. That's a really good option. And then on the wired side of things, a lot of our customers still like wired because you get a really stable image quality.
Yeah.
If you're going to run multiple cameras on a reasonably sized Australian house, and you know, so many of us have, you know, large yards and things that we want to protect, we want to keep an eye on. So sometimes if you're going more than, I'd say, four cameras, wired is the way to go. And you can pick up a wired system for about $500 that's high definition, and then step up to probably $1,200 as the resolution goes up in quality. So depending on how much detail and how much you want to zoom in on what's happening, you can decide on what resolution you go for. But certainly between $249 at the starting level all the way up to about $1,200, you can be set and ready to go with a security system.
Jeremy, now there is a lot more players in the market now. Of course, Swan has been around for a long time in the business.
30 years, actually, yeah. We just have our birthday coming up in the next month, so yeah, we're pretty proud of that.
Well done. My question there, though, is do you really get what you pay for when it comes to this kind of technology?
Yeah, it's a good question, Andy. There are a lot of cheap cameras on the market that can be bought from, you know, from Amazon and eBay and some of these sites. And, you know, there was that example we got in the media about 2 years ago where a number of the cheap cameras on the market had been hacked because they come with a default username and password.
Yeah.
And a lot of the customers that were buying them were just setting them up, not knowing or not really thinking that they needed to change anything. And, of course, the information, the data was all able to be hacked out of Russia. So that's an example of where, you know, you can be burnt if you go cheap with some of this stuff. And so I would recommend that listeners, that they do their homework, find a reputable brand. You know, there's other brands out there as well as Swan. Obviously, I'm in favour of Swan. But,
yeah,
there are other good brands out there that certainly go for a name brand. Do your research. And the other thing is, with a security system, be diligent with your login details, your username and password, just like you would with your banking details. Don't share that. Every now and again, you should go in and change your password and be vigilant with it because, yeah, it is the sort of information and data that you don't want getting out there, and you need to be protective of it. So that's a reminder, I think, to people.
Thanks, Jeremy. You pretty much answered my next question on offering up a few tips for people choosing the right system. Where can people go for more information on this?
So our website's at swan.com, S-W-A-N-N.com. We sell through many of the large retailers in Australia, so JB Hi-Fi, Harvey Norman, Officeworks, Costco, Bunnings. And our product's there, or check out the website. But, yeah, we've been in Australia for 30 years, and, it's an exciting time because, as you said before, you know, CCTV just keeps on keeping on, and security is more of a concern for us now than ever, I guess.
Excellent. Jeremy, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
My pleasure. Thanks, Andy.